Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? This is the 5th of March, 2023. We're into spring, whether or not we want it or not. It's beautiful here, absolutely beautiful. Everything's in bloom. And there's a full moon Tuesday night. Don't forget that. Something always beautiful in the sky. So I wanted to read the blog post that I did this weekend. And the name of which is Believe. So let's begin. Believe in yourself and your connection to the all that is. Believe in your power and the joy that radiates from all of creation. Dear one, can you accept the truth that you are a powerful being filled with love and the potential for joy each moment of your day? There has been a major energetic shift upon this earth that will help you open up to your innate abilities and gifts. It is time for you to believe in the wondrous being that you are and to reclaim the power and connections you have forgotten. You have lived a lifetime believing in the limitations your mind has told you repeatedly. No longer, dear one. Now is the time to listen to your heart center and its wisdom. Your mind is very helpful in navigating your daily life with the human tasks you do each day. But the heart is where your true power lies. It is the gateway to your personal growth and expansion during this time of ascension. It is time to accept the multifacets of who you are. For you are not only a physical body living on a physical plane. You are a multi-dimensional being guided by your higher self who exists on a higher plane. But dear one, can you understand and accept that you live in a sea of love? Step back from the media outlets that broadcast fear and darkness. Instead, sit with your sacred heart center and listen. Listen to the peace and the calm and feel the love emanating from within. Can you glimpse that luminous body of light that is your true nature? Spend time sitting quietly as you focus on your breath flowing in and out of your heart center. See that luminous light flowing into your heart center on your in-breath and outwards on your exhale. Light streaming in and light streaming out. Beautiful, luminous, sparkling, kaleidoscopic light that comes from within. This is you, dear one. Can you accept this truth? You have many facets, including emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical. Each of these has knowledge about yourself and how you move through the world. Yet, each holds pain and limitations from past events perpetuated by your mind. Free yourself by asking for help releasing old thoughts that no longer serve you. The true power lies within your heart center. It has always been there and is now stirring, ready for you to accept it with grace and love. Your mind can dim your luminosity with its doubts and fears, but your heart is aching to open wide and allow you to see, really see, the beauty of who you truly are. Dear one, when fear arises within, ask yourself, where does this come from? Spend time reflecting upon this and ask for help seeing the patterns in your life and what you have held on to for so long. Understand that when you react to something, it comes from your mind bringing up old limitations and fears. But when you respond, you come from the loving nature of your heart that is free from those limitations. Your heart is present in the now and not in the past where your mind exists. Believe in yourself and how far you have come, how much love you have to give to this world and to yourself. Can you take a leap of faith and accept that you are surrounded by loving beings here to serve you and to help you open up to your true nature? Call upon them for help and guidance. They do this out of immense love for you and for this world. Your future is so bright, and it begins today in this very moment. Take that first step and believe in love. Believe that love conquers fear always, and that you are a being of love. Embrace that love, that power within, and allow your light to shine, dear one. It is brilliant. A new you is ready to emerge. Allow it to do so with faith, love, and trust in yourself and the guides who surround you with their love. Believe, dear one, and feel the joy of true vision. You are luminous, you are a love incarnate, and you are ready to shine brighter than ever before. Accept, allow, and believe in yourself and in your connection, for you truly are and always have been one with all of thee. This message came through after I've done a 2-week workshop, which was intense but very powerful. And what I've come away from that workshop with is how many beings are here to help us. They're doing it out of love for us. They are here right next to us. Of course, we can't see them yet because they are vibrating at a higher frequency. But they're surrounding us with love. Can you feel it? I was quite amazed when I recognized that. I always knew that, but I didn't quite grasp it as I do now. Bottom line, you're a luminous being, and you have so many different aspects to yourself. You don't only exist here upon this physical plane. I hope you can wrap your head around that a little bit. But you're also connected to your higher self, that which is closer to God, to the source, who could give you much, much greater guidance. Believe in yourself. Think about how far you've come. You've come a long way. We as humanity have come a long way. And don't be despairing when you see what they're showing on the media, because some of this is just a reaction to the great expansion that's happening right now. It's going to be better. It's already begun to be better. And you're a part of this. You are here now to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful experience that's occurring and will occur and be more obvious in the next year or so. That's what I have to share. Please accept the love that surrounds you. It's there. Accept it. Call for it and ask for help. And if you wish to join the prayer circle tonight, you know it'll be 9 o'clock, as always. And I will hold space that everyone can begin to accept and see their luminosity and the love and the power that they have within. We all just don't realize who we are. Maybe one day we will. And I'm part of that too. I still have struggles seeing that in myself. But I'm trying, and I'm hoping that you will too. Be well, enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll talk to you again next weekend. Bye-bye.